Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Well, this year's budget has been released and it appears to once again be a bit of a mixed affair, with some experts citing small businesses to once again miss out from the government coffers, whilst others are saying that either spending or cuts are not enough. One lingering factor that was apparent is that this budget still contains a heavy reliance on returning to surplus in 2012-13. So here's hoping the mining boom, of which the presupposed taxes from miners will allow the surplus, is on track as Wayne Swan suspects. Now, one issue that I didn't hear about this year but was a significant component of Swanee's prior budget was the promise of a retail corporate bond market in Australia.
Directly into an Australian corporate debt market.
Now, before I go into the benefits of such a market, let's backtrack a little bit and have a look at what a bond actually is. So a corporate bond is what is essentially classed as a long-term debt, fixed interest, financial instrument or security. Now, there are many types of bonds. However, the process is basically the same in that the purchaser or investor in the bond loans the borrower or the company issuing the bond a certain amount of funds, which are at face value or rather the full value of the security. So the purchaser receives regular interest payments, which are generally defined by the issuer and are the enticing factor for an investor to invest in a bond. And the security is held until the maturity date, at which point the borrower is required to repay the funds in full, plus the final interest payment. The benefits of investing in traditional bonds and the reason why they are so popular among managed investments is because they offer a stable income source, which is generally higher than bank interest rates, but not always. The capital value is stable, meaning unlike property or shares, there is very little volatility in the value of bonds, which some will see as the major downside of investing in such an instrument. So as such, they are a very low-risk financial asset and also offer a large degree of liquidity, as bond markets are very wide and deep, or to quote an industry term, bonds are in the money. At the moment, Australia has a significant wholesale bond market, but only a very small retail bond market, which is more representative of a blip than a market. The main reason it appears the take-up in the retail market has been so low to date from the corporates is the regulatory issues. On top of issuing PDSs and the like to the retail market, there are a number of other hurdles that companies must pass through in order to issue bonds to mum and dads, whereas the issue to the wholesale market or the sophisticated investor side of the market doesn't partake in such issues, because corporates don't need to issue a PDS to the sophisticated investors, and then the costs in actually issuing that debt or raising that money are much lower. The other issue we have as well is that because banks are luring deposit customers with high rates of interest, a retail corporate issue means for issuers to entice investors, they have to offer a higher rate of return than what banks are. And that obviously adds to the whole expense of the retail corporate bond market. Now, such relief in regulatory issues that were outlined in last year's budget were set to alleviate such issues for corporates. However, it doesn't really appear to have worked. And this is disappointing, because the benefits of a liquid retail corporate bond market are, in my opinion, clear as day. Firstly, a retail bond market would provide Australian companies with an alternate source of debt financing rather than relying on the big four banks, who at present effectively control the whole corporate lending market and make an absolute bucket load of cash in doing so. And this would obviously be a major reason that perhaps the retail market hasn't yet gotten underway. But this could be so beneficial for our economy, because businesses would have easier access to funds, which can then obviously enable greater levels of expansion, and that then obviously feeds on the economy from the perspective of higher levels of employment or keeping employment near capacity. Secondly, such a market would provide a means for investors who perhaps are quite risk averse and willing to accept a lower return to diversify away from shares in property into such bonds for a steady investment return, on top of whichever other investments they may hold, whether it be managed funds or whatever the case may be. Finally, the reduced use of bank debt by Australian businesses will lower the Big Four's reliance on overseas funding, which can be very costly for the banks, particularly after the GFC. And wouldn't it be nice if the banks passed on such savings in the form of lower interest rates, which would be great for those with mortgages? So whilst it appears the retail bond market is on the back burner at present, perhaps it's time to take another look at the benefits such a market could bring to the Australian economy. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.